closed my eyes, and I could see my father and my grandfather sitting on the porch. My mother would have been in the house helping my grandmother prepare the Sunday meal. We visited my grandparents on Sundays twice a month. I was about 4 on the last Sunday we saw my grandmother. She died of a heart attack at home shortly afterward. I had only vague memories of my grandmother, a short, plump woman with a loving smile. As her only grandchild, I knew that I was special. She spoiled me as much as my parents would allow. And now, all these years later, I felt a sudden pang for her. I wished I'd had many more years to get to know her, but that wasn't to be. Forcing my mind away from my grandmother, I focused instead on the conversation I'd had earlier this morning with my lawyer, who also happened to be my son, Sean. When he told me that I had inherited my grandfather's house, I honestly thought he was kidding me. There must be some mistake. My grandfather sold that house right before he died. Weren't you listening, Dad? Sean scowled as he leaned back in his chair and crossed one leg over the other. The light hit the polished sheen of his now exposed cowboy boot. I stared at it for a moment as I struggled to take in the import of Sean's news. I had inherited another house. My paternal grandfather's farmhouse. That was what Sean was telling me, but I found it hard to understand how this had come about. "Start over and go slowly," I said, with less legal jargon. Diesel warbled in support, or so I imagined, and Sean grinned. "If Diesel is confused, then I guess I threw too many legal terms at you. All right, Dad, I'll go over it again." Sean opened the folder of papers that he had closed only moments before and scanned the document on top, evidently my grandfather's will. "Your grandfather, Robert Charles Harris, leased his house to one Martin Horace Hale until said Martin Horace Hale's death. The original date of the lease was almost 45 years ago. Your grandfather died about 3 months later. At the time of his death, he was a widower residing in a nursing home in Athena." I nodded. I vaguely remembered going to the nursing home a couple of times to visit my grandfather, but I was only about 6 at the time. "There is correspondence with the will," Sean continued, "to indicate that, as your parents did not wish to occupy the house, it being out in the country, your grandfather decided to make other arrangements." I nodded. Dad had no interest in being a farmer. I know that disappointed my grandfather, and I think it caused some hard feelings between them. I thought that was why my grandfather sold the house and the farm. "He never sold any of it. He leased the house and the farmland to Mr. Hale for $50 a year." Sean glanced up from the papers to look at me. "It's what they call a peppercorn rent, because according to the taxes paid, the property was worth quite a lot more." "I've heard the term before," I said. "Was this peppercorn rent paid every year?" "Yes, it was, without fail. The most recent payment was made in January of this year," Sean said. "It's in an interest-bearing account at the Athena Bank." "Who paid the taxes on the property?" I asked. "Martin Hale," Sean said. "Part of the lease he signed. In return for paying the taxes, he kept all the profits from farming." I thought about that for a moment. An odd arrangement. Sean shrugged. "I guess since Granddad didn't want to be a farmer, your grandfather did what he thought was best at the time. He obviously didn't want to sell outright. Maybe he hoped Granddad and Granny would retire there." "They might have, I suppose," I said, saddened by the deaths of my parents at far too young an age. I felt a paw on my leg, and Diesel chirped at me. I knew he felt my sadness. I rubbed his head. "I take it that Martin Hale died," I said, trying to focus on the present. "Yes, about 9 weeks ago," Sean said. "He was in California at the time, visiting family, and they didn't think to inform anyone in Athena until about a week ago, when the grandson came to clear Mr. Hale's effects from the house." "Why haven't you told me about this before now?" I asked. "Because I didn't find out any of it until a couple of days ago," Sean said patiently.